Every 2 hours, a woman in Australia is diagnosed with breast cancer. Yet many Nepali-speaking women don't know they can get free mammogram screening every 2 years after age 40. Today, we're covering essential breast cancer awareness information, what warning signs to watch for, who's at risk, and how to access free screening. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what steps to take to protect your health and that of the women in your life. This vital health information comes to us through the incredible work of Punya Foundation, and I want to tell you a bit about this organization first.
Punya Foundation has been working in health and community empowerment for 15 years now. They've organized more than 24 health empowerment programs, including psychosocial interventions to support women facing domestic violence and crisis situations in Australia.
That's remarkable. What other health work do they do?
They play a vital role in community mobilization for programs like blood donation drives, regular health awareness campaigns, including cancer prevention, disaster relief, and mental health first aid. They also provide mentoring services.
So this breast cancer awareness program is part of their broader health mission. And this specific content is provided by the Health and Relief Department of Punya Foundation, right?
Exactly. This project is supported by the Australian government through Cancer Australia's Supporting People with Cancer Grant Program. The aim is raising cancer awareness among Nepali-speaking migrant communities in Australia.
That government support shows how important this work is. Now let's dive into the essential information every woman needs to know. What exactly is breast cancer and how does it start?
When cells in the breast grow uncontrolled, it can cause breast cancer. The cancerous cells can then spread to other parts of the body. It's essentially normal breast cells that have lost their ability to regulate their own growth.
That's a clear explanation. Now, what makes this particularly challenging is that early breast cancer often has no symptoms, right?
Exactly. Breast cancer can have no symptoms or signs in the early stage. That's why screening is so important. But there are common warning signs women should watch for.
What are those warning signs?
A new lump or thickened area in the breast or underarm is one key sign. Also, any change in the size or shape of a breast.
What about changes to the skin itself?
Yes, skin dimpling, redness, or changes to skin texture are important warning signs. Also, any abnormality in the nipple, like a rash, crusting, or change in position.
And discharge from the nipple?
Absolutely. Discharge from the nipple, whether it's clear fluid or blood, should be checked by a doctor.
Now, here's something really important that might ease some anxiety. Most breast lumps are actually not cancerous, correct?
That's absolutely right. Though most breast lumps are not cancerous, it is important to consult your doctor. Don't let fear keep you from getting checked.
That's such valuable information. So who is most at risk for developing breast cancer?
Anyone can develop breast cancer, but it is more common in women. Risk increases with age, particularly when there's a family history of breast cancer.
What about genetic factors?
Genetic mutations can increase risk significantly, but there are also lifestyle factors we can actually control.
What lifestyle factors should people be aware of?
Being sedentary and having obesity, smoking, and drinking excess alcohol all increase risk. These are areas where we can make positive changes.
What about hormone replacement therapy?
Long-term use of hormone replacement therapy can increase risk. It's something to discuss with your doctor if you're considering it.
Now let's talk about something every woman can do, screening. What are the recommendations?
Regular self-checks are important. Every woman should know how her breasts normally feel so she can notice changes.
And what about professional screening?
Here's something many Nepali-speaking women don't know. Women aged 40 and over can have a free screening mammogram every 2 years in Australia.
Free every 2 years? That's incredible access to healthcare.
It really is. And here's the crucial part. It's important to do the test even if you have no symptoms. Early detection saves lives.
So even if you feel completely fine, you should still get screened?
Absolutely. Remember, breast cancer can have no symptoms in the early stage. That's when treatment is most effective.
This is such important information. How can women access this free screening?
They can refer to Breast Screen Australia or contact 132050. That's 132050. The staff can help in multiple languages.
Let me repeat that number, 132050. And they have language support?
Yes, they understand that language barriers shouldn't prevent anyone from accessing this life-saving screening.
You know, it's fascinating how language barriers can create such significant health disparities, even in countries with excellent healthcare systems like Australia.
That's exactly why programs like this are so vital. The Foundation's work extends beyond cancer awareness to include disaster relief and mental health first aid, showing how health challenges are interconnected in migrant communities.
That holistic approach makes so much sense. Now, let's make sure our listeners know exactly what to do after hearing this information.
First, if you're 40 or over, call 132050 to book your free mammogram. Don't wait for symptoms.
What about younger women?
Start doing regular self-checks now. Get to know how your breasts normally feel. If you notice any changes, see your doctor.
And if someone finds a lump, they shouldn't panic?
Exactly. Remember, most breast lumps are not cancerous, but getting it checked quickly gives you peace of mind and the best outcomes if treatment is needed.
What about sharing this information with family and friends?
Please do share this information. Many women in our community don't know about free screening. You could literally save someone's life by sharing this knowledge.
That's such an important point. Knowledge shared is lives potentially saved.
And remember, this is part of taking care of yourself and your family. It's not something to be embarrassed about, it's smart healthcare.
Before we wrap up, let's emphasize again the fact that screening is free every 2 years for women over 40 in Australia, yet many Nepali-speaking women don't know this, shows how crucial culturally appropriate health education is.
Absolutely. That's why Punya Foundation's work is so important. They're bridging that gap between available healthcare and community awareness.
And this program being funded by the Australian government through Cancer Australia shows the commitment to reaching all communities.
It really does. No one should face cancer alone or without proper information because of language barriers.
So when you step back from everything we've covered today, here's what really matters. You now have the knowledge to take control of your breast health.
Exactly. You know the warning signs to watch for, you understand that most lumps aren't cancerous but should still be checked, and you know how to access free screening.
And you have that crucial phone number, 132050, for Breast Screen Australia.
Most importantly, you understand that early detection saves lives. Don't wait for symptoms. Get screened regularly if you're 40 or over.
Here's your action step. If you're 40 or older, call 132050 this week to book your mammogram. If you're younger, start doing monthly self-checks and share this information with the women in your life.
Remember, taking care of your health isn't just about you. It's about being there for your family and community. You deserve access to the best healthcare available.
Thank you for joining us on Copilot Podcasts. The next time you hear about breast cancer, you won't feel helpless. You'll know exactly what steps to take. Early detection saves lives, and now you have the power to protect yourself and help others do the same.